can't hear the bass in my monitor. Evening, hallelujah. Welcome to those online. Praise God for what He's been doing and through these meetings. Thank you, Lord. We receive it all. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's stand and start praise and worship together this evening. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah.
So
the God of everything, no one like you.
You're the God of everything, Lord.
You're the God of everything, no one like you.
Yes, Lord, you are, you are.
You're the God of everything, no one like you.
Last time we say, you're the God of everything.
You're the God of everything, no one like you.
Hallelujah, praise you, Lord.
Humbly I come to your throne. With thanksgiving I bow at your feet. You're my salvation, my deliverer. Humbly I come, I worship you, King. Humbly I come, I worship you, King. Sing again. Humbly I come to your throne. With thanksgiving I bow at your feet. You're my salvation, my deliverer. Humbly I come, I worship you, King. Humbly I come, I worship you, King. Sing with me, I sing aloud.
I sing aloud unto you, my strength. I praise you, my shield. Praise you, my glory. In you, Jesus, I pray.
Clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. And trembles at his voice.
Is our God.
is our God.
We sing how great, oh
how great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. All will see how great is our God.
And all will see
how great is our God.
All will see,
all will see how great is our God.
Thank you, Jesus. There is no God like you. In all realms, in every sphere, you are God. For there is nothing that is a thing that did not come out from you. Space came out of you. Time came out of you. The universe came out of you. All that is came out of you. Your goodness is seen in every sphere. Your justice, your mercies, all that is wonderful. But Lord, you see our brokenness, you see the evil in the world. And you came to correct that which is wrong. For you are the holy, righteous God, the upright one, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. But thank you, Lord, O God, that you are mending that which is broken. You're restoring that which has been removed and that which has been spent. You're granting grace and elevation. Your help is present to your people. And Lord, oh God, we worship you in spirit and in truth, knowing, oh God, that you are God, that you will do right for every son and every daughter, that you will restore. For this day you empower your people with an anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens. You fulfill their heart's desires. You cause them to pursue, to overtake, and to recover all. Lord, O God, whatever it takes for that to be, Lord, O God, establish in our spirits tonight. Let the spirit of revelation, the spirit of the knowledge of who you are, pour forth into our lives in higher degrees, as we move from glory to glory to glory. Father, we are thankful for your presence. We're thankful for that which you have done already, and that which you have already done that will be revealed unto us now. We thank you for your servant, this son that you have used so mightily. Lord, oh God, today we thank you, Lord, that he is here. His ears are open to hear you. His mouth is open to be filled. His hands graced, Lord, oh God, to touch. And supernatural speed is granted. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, that every word that he speaks, not one shall fall to the ground. Each one shall penetrate and abide in the hearts of your people to be remembered at all times for a quickening of spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Lord, that it is so. We say so in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. It is my joy, my privilege, and honor to once again receive this dear son and servant of the Most High God. If your life is not changed, it will not be because he has not done what God has called him to do. He has come on a journey of love, not because we made him any promises. And tonight, there is going to be a lot of mending. I heard it deep within my spirit. Mending. Amending. God is going to be fixing a lot of stuff. And when God is fixing things, sometimes it's a hard hit. There is tearing. There is poking. There's all kinds of things when God is mending. And as your pastor, I want you to be ready. Amen? Whatever it is that's coming forth is to correct something. When mending is taking place, something is being corrected. Allow God to do the correcting as the word of God comes forth today. Will you let God do that? You sure? Don't start crying when he starts mending. There's some surgical work going to take place tonight and tomorrow morning. Then by the evening, an oil that will forever cure. Somebody say cure. Say it again, cure. One more time, cure. That's a word that has so many facets to it. By Sunday night, they'll be curing. Do you receive that? That means that the trouble that you faced before, you will never again face it. If that trouble is coming and it sees you, it will run. In the mighty name of Jesus, let God do extraordinary things tonight. Man of God, we receive the grace that God has placed upon your life, and we're ready to hear what God has to say. Bless you. Let's welcome Prophet Ander. Thank you, sir. Bless you, sir.
All right, if it's for the Lord, clap your hands one more time. If yeah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you again for the privilege that you've given to us. Do what only God can do. Let all the glory return to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you rise to your feet so we can pray a little bit? Amen. Releasing some influence of the Holy Spirit for such a time. Hallelujah. Is a conference for prayers. You know, I just let the Holy Spirit influence my heart and my thought to give me utterances. Amen. You know, because every time I plan to want to teach anything, it just changes. You know, so I just totally depend on the Holy Spirit. It's part of it. So I feel strongly that there is something that is doing, as Bishop said, amending and alteration, correction. But truly, if you want to win in this life, you must first of all win in the spirit. Because the spirit controls the physical. So you don't have advantage over men and over systems of men until you have this victory in the spirit. Any man that you have seen that has been defeated was first of all defeated spiritually before there's a manifestation in the physical. And if the devil can alter any man's prayer life, the devil has altered their life and destiny. You know, so we are going to pray in a little bit to create an atmosphere. Remember, we are speaking and talking to gates and in different dimensions. So there is something unusual that God is releasing. But as believers, you must understand the spiritual dimension of what happens physically. Remember that the weapons of our warfare are not flesh. They are not carnal. Praise God. And the Bible uses very profound word, Ephesians 6:12. Say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. One of the scary things the Bible used there that I understood was the word wrestling. Amen. If you watch the wrestling match, you don't just see them just fight. They are into themselves when you wrestle. And the Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. So whatever you are dealing with is close to you. Praise God. But we thank God that we have the victory because we have a name. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready tonight? Lift your right and I come boldly. Say, I come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace in the name of Jesus. I come before God asking for his help in the time of need. I receive the life of Christ because I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my Savior. And with the precious blood of Jesus, I remove the advantage and the legal ground of the enemy from my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare as a child of God that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am justified by faith. I have peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. I therefore stand in the liberty that God has given to me. I'm no longer entangled in the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. And with the blood of Jesus, I cancel records, demonic records against my life and my family. I cancel the ordinances of hell against my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm a child of God and I boldly declare I have the faith of God. My faith is active. My mind is alert. In the name of Jesus Christ, I align my faith to the finished work of Jesus. I align my faith to the death, burial, and resurrection, the ascension and sitting of Christ. I am praying from victory in the name of Jesus Christ. As I begin to declare, I discharge the ministry of angels on my behalf. As I begin to pray, I speak to the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. Whatever is not of God, influencing my destiny, in the name of Jesus, be canceled in Jesus' name. Let's pray in the spirit for a few moments. Come on, as you have declared. If you have a praying language, come and declare. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit right now. Maruski pranda badusha. Ikobala badushka. Come on, pray in the spirit. 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 Liko brande veli braga dabushka. Letega zeprande vela baradushki parhe. Liporodosindri hishka prande veria maruska. Repara de veria braheshke parire vusketalia. Jipara de vele berano sheka da barana. Merazu prende veli braga dashke prada vedusha. Lekete veli braga de baranoshe. Iko barande vele bashaba. Come on, pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Come on, push, 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 push. Push, 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 push. Push, 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 push. Indoske prada vele brande kusuparie. Ikora belega zipra de belushe. Iko bara de veria brande mesutoria. Jikapa de gazi paradesha. In the name of the living God. In Jesus' name. If you notice the life of Jesus, the Bible gave us a prophetic word all through the Old Testament. The entire theme of the Bible is about one man, Jesus. So we've seen that the first prophetic word that came was in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 about the birth of the Messiah. Amen. But if you look at it so powerfully, you will find out that every creation from how God created Adam and Eve, the Bible says he created man in his own image. How he created Adam and Eve was also prophecy. And many of you know that God can never be surprised. Amen. Number two, and many of you know that God knows the end from the beginning. Praise God. So God does not react. He knows the end. And another thing, interestingly, you must understand is that whatever God have designed for you, amen, will come to pass. Amen. And that is why the devil is fighting the way he's fighting. But if Jesus Christ, his assignment to this, to come to this world and to restore man, and all of the prophetic word and every prophecy, he came as the only begotten Son of God and all of that, and every word for him was to bring salvation to mankind and to restore the relationship of God. And many of you know that if me was Jesus Christ with all of those prophecies, and I know that I am a child of God, a son of God, I won't pray. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? With all the prophecy on my life, that I'll be born with angels announcing my birth. Angels, there are four people God, angels announced their birth in the Bible, and Jesus was one. Imagine they came to tell my mother that you are going to have a son. His name shall be Jesus. And now I am Jesus Christ. And I came and they told me that it was angels. Do you know I won't pray? I will just fulfill destiny. So I asked the question, why would Jesus do 40 days prayers to fulfill his own prophecy? The Holy Spirit said to me, as long as you wear this flesh, you must fight to fulfill destiny. Do you understand what I'm saying? As long as you wear flesh, because this flesh, you know, the enemy takes advantage of it. There was prophetic word, but there's something I've discovered, you know, that as you pray, you are pushing forth forces that are trying to resist you to fulfill why God kept you in this life. I am so sure there is a shift for somebody in this season, that you are stepping into the flowing river of your destiny. And you'll be glad you are in this meeting for such a time. Because you need to understand that the reason why God is engaging you to pray is because something needs to bring forth. Do you know that when your miracles is closed is when the pressure is high? So the Lord wants you to push into what he has designed for you. And this is your moment. You don't want another 12 months to pray these prayers. You don't want another 10 years to pray these prayers. You have to break forth. Hallelujah. Number two things I saw is that Jesus Christ did 40 days prayer. That is one of the most discouraging verses of scripture I have read. That 40 days of not eating food, being in the presence of God, after he came out, the first thing he saw was Satan. No, that is discouraging. I don't know how many of you understand this, how discouraging it can be that after you finish praying, I should be seeing angels flying in front of me. But the next thing was Satan coming to, how can Satan come for 40 days? I will go back to that mountain and ask, did you actually answer my prayers? But how do I know God answers your prayers is the reaction you receive after the prayers. The devil shows up to try to discourage you that whatever you've heard from God is not true. Amen. But the question is that, Satan, why are you so interested? If it's not true, when do you start being a good Satan? Amen. I want you to bring forth again. The Bible says, can a nation be born in a day? Until Zion travail, there is a traveling. I know there is someone here, you have a destiny to bring forth. And you must bring it forth. In another 60 seconds, I want you to pray in the spirit. Lord, what you have for me, I bring them forth. I am not in this life to waste it. I am not an afterthought. There is a destiny, there is a prophecy on my life that need to manifest this season. And in this season, I bring forth into that word. I break forth into. You see, you need to understand that you are not in this world to just come and eat food and die. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or to just come and walk, make some few change, live in a house, suffer from the cold and the snow, and now die and go to heaven. Is that why you were born? No, you are born to make a difference. Say, I'm born to make a difference. I have a destiny on my life. So there's something you need to understand it, that you have to break forth. Number three, you need to know that when it comes to fulfilling destiny, there is no age. Hallelujah. Abraham was 75 years old, still living with his father, until God drove him out. Amen. I think it's 18 years here, they will drive you out from the house. Is he 18 years here? But 75 years old, he should be a grandfather. Some of you are still 18, but you're still with your parents. God bless you. Your parents are kind. But you say, 75 years old, God says to Abraham, to fulfill destiny, this location cannot manifest it. You need to move out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There must be a breaking forth. Hallelujah. I am destined to fulfill destiny. And every time you have a prophecy on your life, this is one of the things you must understand. And this is going to help you because we're going to pray a little bit more. And I will show you what God wants us to do, and we'll begin to push it again in prayers. I love praying because I've seen where prayer works. Amen. I've seen prayer works. I've seen prayer works. Even when I don't even believe, I've seen where God answers prayers. So we serve a God that answers prayers. Whether you believe it or not, I know. Whether you amen it or not, I know. Sometimes you say amen to encourage God. No, God is God by himself. Amen. If there is a prophecy on your life, if you have a prophecy in your life when you were 20 years, and you've not fulfilled the prophecy, and now you are 60 years. In the eyes of God, you are still 20 until the prophecy is fulfilled. You stop aging in the spirit until your prophecy comes to pass. Or do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible says, Caleb said to Joshua, I was 40 years old when they said to me that the promised land belongs to me. And when the promises came 45 years later, he said, I am still as strong as when it was given to me, because God is faithful to his promise. It is because you live in this world, you are counting age. In the realm of the spirit, your prophecy still kept you at that 20. That is why when your prophecy comes, it says it renew your age like that of an eagle. So many of you are still 15 years old since your prophecy. So it's time to fulfill prophecy. Say, it's time to fulfill my prophecy. Say, every word of the Lord on my life is time to manifest. Say, in the name of Jesus, I break forth into my prophecies. Come on, pray in the spirit right now. Come on, pray in the spirit. I break forth into my prophecies. Medeviriam brede suparada casco parenda, letuske prende vela parenda, imporosi prende veri brahosha, licora pelle veria brende soteri bragada bosha, e capata gazu prende velia bro. Every word of the Lord, every promises, every word concerning your life, concerning your daughter, your son, concerning your father, your mother, your husband, brothers, sisters. Every prophetic word concerning your life is coming forth. Come on, pray in the spirit. In the name of the living God, litoske teve prante faroske, likosko prande galiba baratoske parenda, juprende vila prangaduska, letoske paredeverian brahusetere. We speak right now in the name of the living God. We decree and declare. Thank you, Father. In the name of the living God, in Jesus' mighty name, now says every gate be lifted. Now say like a child of God, every gate be lifted. Now one more time shout, every gate be lifted. In the name of Jesus. You may sit in God's presence. We come back to praying again. We are still dealing with gate. Now we are dealing with the gatekeepers. The gatekeepers are personality that mounts gates and determine the control of what comes into the gate and what goes out to the gate. It's so interesting in Joshua chapter 6. The Bible says in verse 1, for 40 years, the children of Israel were on the journey to come into the promises of God for their life. And for 40 years, now for 40 years because it was never God's intention for them to spend 40 years to reach where they are going to. But their language delayed them, because what you say, like I said last night, determines how far you go in life. In Numbers chapter 13, the Bible says that Moses sent the 12 spies to go into the land to spy the land. Is somebody hearing me? And when they went into the land to spy the land, the Bible says they came back with a bad report. 10 of the spies says they came back when they got to the promise. They saw all the land and they said, Moses, truly the land floweth with milk and honey as God has said. Number 2, the land is full of grapes and the grapes are juicy and so good. The land is so good. And everything God says about this land is right. But there was something that they came back with. If God says that the land is flowing with milk and honey and the place is blessed, he said, but I don't think God wants to give us, because in that land there are giants. And he says the walls are high till they get to the heavens. Really? The walls are to the heavens. Do you know how you exaggerate when you're afraid? Praise God. It says the sons of Anak are there, and the inhabitants of the land heat up themselves. And above all, you know what they said? It says, we are like grasshoppers, we. Your enemies didn't call you what you call yourself. So why giving your fear names? Praise God. He says, we are like grasshoppers. Do you know one of the most terrible thing about fear is that it doesn't have memories? It is faith that have memory. How do I know? There's something you should know, and never in your life forget what I'm trying to tell you. And this is one of the things I want you to put at the back of your mind. Faith will always remember past victories. What did I say? Faith will always remember past what? Victories, because faith has memory. Your faith must always remember how far God has brought you. And if God has brought you this far, he will never leave you. Oh, if somebody hear what I'm saying. You must understand that you survived so much that would have destroyed you, but God brought you this far. If your faith can think, then your victory is in front of you. Hallelujah. How can God bring you this far to put you to shame? No, that is not the will of God. So the Bible says that if they forgot how God gave them victory in Egypt. Look at the plagues, how God defeated Pharaoh. The Bible says also they came before the Red Sea and the sea was divided. How can you forget that kind of thing? And the sea was divided and you walked through a dry ground. How can you forget that kind of thing? If that same God is not faithful to his promise, he fed you. Angels were cooking for you. Oh my God, I wish I have angels cooking for me. My God, I will not anymore eat human food. Angels were cooking for them in the wilderness. The Bible says when it was very cold, the Lord surrounded them with heater and they were warm. And when it was very hot, the Lord surrounded them with an air conditioning. Amen. How much can you expect God's faithfulness? The Lord was defending them from their enemies. Why? Because look at all what God was doing just to fulfill his promises for you to get into the promised land. Now, they sent you to go and spy the land. And to the spying of the land is to bring inspiration, and so that you will be so expectant and be joyful, because faith, the excitement of faith is a proof you've received it. Hallelujah. That is why when sometimes I ask you to thank God when we finish praying, thanking God after prayers is not to end the prayers, is to express that you believe what you have prayed. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? So they got to the land and they saw, oh my God, they forgot everything. Fear makes you murmur. If you complain, you remain. No wonder God says in Psalm 100, he says that come into his presence with what? Come to his gate with what? Thanksgiving. And to his court with praise. So God have a gate. You know why they put gate? Because they don't want an intruder to come in. I guess God put the gate for Nigerians, because Nigerians can just get into anywhere, you know. I don't know. But he says, come into his gate. So the gate of God, the code to open the gate of God, praise God, is what? Thanksgiving. Then he said, come into his court with complaining. Is that what he said? Psalm 100 verse 3, 4, he says, come into his what? His court singing. The natural court in the human court is to come complaining because you have cases. But he said, come into his court singing. God hates complainers. When you complain, it's a worship song to Satan. That is why the Bible says we should praise him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the Bible says these people got into, they saw the promised land and they began to give their fear names. And they said that the enemies never called them grasshoppers. They called themselves grasshoppers. So you see that they become what they are saying. And in chapter 14 of Numbers, God said that as you have said in my ears, so shall it be. Since you say you are grasshoppers. And they went to spy the land. And they were in the land for 40 days, spying the land, seeing the goodness of God. And the Bible said they brought bad reports. Sometimes if you listen to too much negative things, they discourage your heart. So they came back 40 years and said, we are not able to go. That is why you should never listen to any negative opinions of people about you. It is what God says about you that we stand. Hallelujah. Whatever God says about me, we what? We stand. Amen. It doesn't matter what anyone says concerning you. What God says concerning you, we what? We stand. Say what God says concerning me. We stand. The promises of God, the plans of God concerning me is good. Hallelujah. So they came back and God was angry. I did all of these things and you forgot? And the Bible explained to us in Psalm 103, say we should not forget his benefits. Do not forget. Fear makes you forget God's goodness. How good God has been all these years. Fear makes you forget it. But long story short, the Bible says, they say we are not able to go. God brought us this far to kill us. So you mean God went through all killing, dealing with Pharaohs and all of the 10 plagues in Egypt, dividing the Red Sea just to come kill you. He didn't kill you in the wilderness when it's convenient. At least he would have kept you hungry. That is the easiest way to kill you. And he was providing for you. Now, just to bring you, you say God brought you this far to kill you. You want to go back to eat cucumber and onions? You see what fear can do. Fear will always make you feel that it is a good old days. But faith says the best is yet to come. Yes. Hallelujah. Your past can never be better than your future. It doesn't matter how much your past was. Your future is better than your past. Your best days are here. Your best days are ahead of you. You cannot get into your best days looking the past. God has given you victory from yesterday. It is time to step into what God has designed for you. It is your season. Thank God that as you are coming to the end of 2025, coming into the new year and all of that, you are walking into a new season. You will be glad you stay alive in the name of Jesus Christ. And all your mockers will begin to see the goodness of God upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen if you're a child of God. So the Bible says they said that we cannot. And God said one thing. God said, because you spied the land in 40 days and you came back with bad report, I am going to do something. I'm going to make each day become 1 year. So you can imagine that God can make 1 day become 1 year. So your journey of 1 day becomes 1 year. So you're going to spend 40 years. And Deuteronomy chapter 1 from verse 2, 3, and 4, the Bible says that between Kadesh Barnea, which was the edge of the Red Sea, all the way to the promised land was 11 days' journey. But fear made the journey extended. Amen. It was 11 days, but it took them 40 years. Oh my God, 40 years. Why? Because of wrong language, because of speaking the wrong things. Do you know that saying the wrong things can delay God from manifesting? Words are powerful. Hallelujah. Just saying the wrong things. But anyway, this is what I want to take you to somewhere because we're going to pray tonight again, you know. And the Bible says it took them 40 years. And by the end of the 40 years, the Bible says they got into the promised land. Amen. Every one of them that spoke the negative words could not even come into the promised land. So they got into the promised land. And in Joshua chapter 6 and verse 1, they came to the promise of God. Amen. Now, thank God for God. Amen. How can I take a journey for 40 years, God? And I came to where you promised, and the place was locked. How discouraging can it be that I came to where you promised me, and when I came into that spot, it was locked? Have you ever come to God's promise and found that it doesn't look like it? Praise God. You know, sometimes God can tell you that in your dreams that this is your wife or your husband. and you get close to the man or to the woman, like it doesn't look like what God promised. Praise God. Oh my God. God gave you a word and said, this is the word. And you get to the word and find out, oh God, are you sure, God, you are the one that told me to come to this place? Because that doesn't look like what God can say. So they came all the way to the promised land and found out that it was not looking like what God said, because it was locked. But look at what the Bible says in Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now you need to understand the gate wasn't locked because it needed to be locked. The Bible said Jericho was strictly shut up. Did you see that? It was not shut up because of anybody, but because of who carried the promise. The devil wants to discourage you because you carry the promise. Hallelujah. I think I'm talking to somebody today because there is somebody that is being discouraged and wondering if God is still alive. And I'm here to tell you that you are close to your miracle. You don't have to be discouraged because God is still alive. And God is going to bring you to that spot. If the devil does not contend with you, then there is no promise in your life. I want to let you know, if you ever forget anything, don't forget that Satan is only attracted to you because of the hand of God. The hand of God on your life is what attracts Satan to your life. That is why the devil is fighting you so bad and trying to do everything possible to make sure you are discouraged, because there is the hand of God upon you and you will fulfill your destiny. The Bible says Jericho was locked, look at it, because of the children of Israel. Not because of anybody, but because of the ones they promise. Sometimes the people that fight you understand where God is taking you to because of them. But there was something interesting in verse 2 God said to Joshua. The first word God said to Joshua was see. Remember the mental faith? Amen. Do you remember the picture of faith we spoke about yesterday evening? That faith has a picture. The first word he said, he said what? See. And the Lord said unto Joshua, do what? See. I know it's locked, but see. Don't see what the devil has done. Don't see how high the wall is. Don't see the circumstances and the storm. See the promise. Oh my God. Is somebody getting something I'm saying? He used the word see, 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 see. He says, see, I have given into your hand. Oh my God. I have given into your hand Jericho. Means the systems I've given. He didn't show him that, you see, the wall is high, the gate is locked. No, he says, see inside. What can you see? See. Oh, my God. I see myself blessed. I see myself healed. I see myself doing great. Amen. I want you to encourage your neighbor sitting by yourself. Say, I see the blessings of God on you. It's like the person you are talking to doesn't believe you. Can you say it with, can you say it like a prophet? I see the blessing. Are you sure you are saying it right to the person? Look at that person again, eyeball to eyeball, and say, I see the blessings of God. In case the person doesn't believe you, say, you better believe it. Amen. Now look at the blessings around you. Say, I have the blessings of God. Are you talking to the person? Tell the person, you better treat me right. I might be your boss tomorrow. Amen. Yes, you better treat your neighbor right. He might pay your bills tomorrow, you know. Praise God. Because there is the blessings of God. He said to him, see. I see Jericho. He says, I have put into your hand. If you can see it, Joshua, I've put it in your hand. Joshua will be like, he put it in my hand. It's not in my bank account. He put it in my hand, but look at me. I'm still looking at my life. No, if you can see it, if you can see it, the enemy's assignment is to close the gate. And these gates are controls of demonic spirit, just to make sure that you don't come into the promise. But you see, I am seeing my victory because Christ said it is finished. So I'm seeing it, Satan, no matter what you are doing, I'm seeing my victory. I am not fighting for victory. I am fighting from victory. I am standing from the victory point. And I am seeing that it is done. I can see it. Satan, no matter what you are doing, you are wasting your time because I can see the blessings of God. I can see. He says, I've put into your hand Jericho. I can see the promotion. I can see the job. I can see the healing. I can see the miracle. Everything might be saying otherwise, but I can see it. Oh, Marasaka Shandayaba. I can see the blessings. I can see the miracle. Sometimes Satan said, you've been seeing it for 5 years. I can still see it. And it will come to pass. You've been seeing it for 10 years. I can still see it. It will come to pass. Why? First, I think 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, the promises of God are yes and amen. I can see. I can see. Jericho was locked. And sometimes when it's locked, it looks so painful because when the gate is locked, it affects the systems on the inside. In 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 24, the Bible says that the Syrians, they went and locked the gate. The Assyrians locked the gate. And there was so much scarcity. Remember, I told you that your gate will be open continually. We want to deal with who locks the gates. That's why I'm talking about seeing. Hallelujah. He said, it came to pass after Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered at the host and went up and besieged Samaria. Verse next, the Bible says, when they besieged Samaria, and there was a great famine, and a famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until a hast head was sold for a false call pieces of silver. They besieged it, and there was scarcity. There was scarcity in their life. There was scarcity in the city. The Bible says it was so bad that people were buying the dungs of those. And the head of Hanas, money failed. Hallelujah. And the Bible says some women started, they were so bad, it was so bad that some women began to boil their babies. Imagine you're cooking your own baby to eat. It was that bad. You forgot the pain of 9 months. And sometimes you just look at your baby and like, oh my God, you look like suya. You know. Many of you don't know what suya is, but barbecue. Imagine you wake up in the morning and look at your son and like, oh my God, you smell barbecue. Amen. But it was that bad. Now that was chapter 6. Chapter 6, the number 6 is the number of man and is the best of men. Hallelujah. It was bad because it was cast. But I thank God for chapter 7. In chapter 7 verse 1, there was the word of God said, by this time tomorrow. Oh my God. 7 is the number of God. 7 is the number of perfection. 7 is the number of God's influence. 7 is the number of God coming into your life. 6 might be terrible. My God, many of you should, maybe you are in chapter 6, but God said this is the end of yourself. Because when man comes to the end of himself, God will come to himself. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. When man says, is the end, God says, a bend. You might be in chapter 6 of your life, but there is a chapter 7 by this time tomorrow. God is perfecting something in somebody's life. In the name of Jesus, are you receiving the dossier of the Lord right now? Because I'm speaking to you, because you have to see. See. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I see. What are you seeing? The blessing. What are you seeing? The promotion. What are you seeing? The lifting. What are you seeing? The peace of God. What are you seeing? Your healing. What are you seeing? The grace of God manifesting. What are you seeing? The nations of the world. He said, see. Let's go back to Joshua. He says, see, I've given you the land. What you want to do today is that, God, you will remove every personality, whatever is standing between God and my promises, between me, God's promises on my life. I speak to those systems to be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. It says, I have given you Jericho. Somebody say Jericho. Number two, it says, see, I have given you the kings, which is the authority of the system. Number three, I have given you the mighty man of valor, which are the people that have the resources. Today, I want to ask the Lord to break open every gate that looks as if you are not fulfilling the promise of God in your life. In the name of the living God. Somebody say, I see the blessings. Now, like a child of God, say, I see the blessing. Now, somebody like a child will say, I see the blessing. Whatever God has said concerning you, we are going to speak to it. So, but Jericho was locked because of the children of Israel. Now, who is this gatekeepers? People that speaks negatively into your life. Some of you grew up hearing the bad things about yourself. Hallelujah. And we want to cancel whatever has been spoken. Whatever anyone has said and it makes you believe that was true must be canceled. I am not what you call me. I am what God calls me. I am what who God says I am. Sometimes you grew up with a father or a mother telling you you are stupid. You are just a mistake. You are not a good person. You are not. But that is not the word of God for you. You are better than what anyone says concerning you. Hallelujah. So who spoke into your life and now look as if what they say is happening to your life? They made you believe yourself that you are not. I was talking to a young man the other day, and he grew up hearing his teacher said to him that he is stupid. And he's not better, he's not good. Oh my God. So he grew up in school hearing all of the negative things until he began to listen to what I said, the word of God. Now God has helped him and God has blessed him. But he allowed the word of God because he started living like what his teacher told him. That every day he goes to school and says, you cannot pass. You are not good in this life. You are not better off. And he began to believe what he said. He began to believe what the teacher said. Sometimes you believe what you say, what the enemy said concerning you. By God's grace, counsel today, because God sent me to let you know that what your enemy told you is not who you are. Even what your finances is telling you is not who you are. Even you are not what your mistakes tells you. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? Because I have come to believe with God, every mess has a message. Every mistake commands a miracle. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? If you can receive the word of the Lord today, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and this is where we're going to pray, say in the name of Jesus, lift your hand, say in the name of Jesus, every negative word spoken into my life by any man or woman, dead or alive, I cancel them. I am not what they call me. I am what God says I am. In the name of Jesus Christ, every word spoken by the enemy, any man or woman, I cancel it. Say amen.
Amen.
That is the gate we want to deal with the negative words spoken to your life. So many people have received words that is not them. And God did not tell you that. But you see, somehow we've received it because they feel like an authority over us. And it looks as if what they are saying looks good. And it looks as if we are aligning our life. Today, what God wants you to do is to cancel those words, because you will no longer become what is said about you. Oh, say amen to that. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, and the Lord said, now let's go to 1 Chronicles now. Let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9, this was a story of a man that we want to pray. That is why I'm saying that we are going to cancel every word. Amen. Now, I want you to say to yourself, I am better than this. You're not sure? One more time. One more time, say, I have greatness on the inside of me. I am called to fulfill destiny. I am great, born to be great, fulfilling greatness, coming to manifestation, the goodness of God. Amen. The Bible says, and there was a man, his name was called Jabez. His mother gave him the word Jabez because of the situation. He was born in pain. The Bible says his mother called him Jabez because of the way, the circumstances that surrounds how he was born. Do you know how much sometimes people put their pain on you and makes you suffer for what they should suffer from? Hallelujah. Sometimes people excuse their pain and put you in that situation because of their conditions. And many times you now carry the burdens of somebody else's battles. You are not going through some situation that God did not design for you, because somebody has put it on you. Make you believe you are the reason why they went through hell. Make you believe that you are the reason why they are going through what they are going through. And make you feel as if you are a mistake. Oh my God, I'm not a mistake. Shout it loud, I'm not a mistake. Oh my God, woman, I said, I'm not a mistake. Because so many people want to relieve themselves from their pain by putting their pain on their kids, on you. And so every time you walk around thinking that you are the reason why this happened, but I am not the reason. Jeremiah 1:5, God told Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I knew thee and I've ordained you. So for the fact you came through, your parents wasn't, your parents were just the channel you came through. They were not your creator. So don't put your pain on me because I came through. You were just a vessel wherewith I came through. Oh, I wish you understand. That is why I don't allow people blame their parents for what they go through. Don't blame anyone. They were instruments. You have a destiny to fulfill. He said, before your mother said, I do to your father, and before your mother said yes to your father, your mother said no or yes to your father or one thing or the other, he says, I knew thee. You might have been born out of wedlock, but there can be an illegal marriage, but there's no illegal child. If God doesn't want you here, you shouldn't have come. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? Maybe your father and mother didn't get married, but you were born. That is okay. That was a channel God used. So let them not use their mistake and put it on you and make you feel you're a mistake. Shout it, lad, I'm not a mistake. You're not even convinced. Hallelujah. He says, I knew thee and I've ordained thee, I've sanctified thee. I've commanded these blessings upon you. So even before your father and mother was thinking whether they should get married or not, I knew thee. The word knew means I have an intimacy with you. It's from the Hebrew word yada. I knew thee, I'm in touch with you. If I can make you understand fully what God is trying to reach out to your spirit, you will live here with so much confidence to go succeed at any cost. In the name of Jesus Christ. This confidence will so much be in your life that you are going to, I feel it strongly that in the next few weeks, things will begin to change around you. My God, you begin to become confident of yourself. You begin to become what God said, because we are breaking the curse. Somebody say, I'm breaking the curse. Breaking the curse. Hallelujah. So we go back to Jabez. Jabez began to carry this pain in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Jabez became a child of pain. The word Jabez means the bringer of pain or the carrier of shame. How can a woman look at a child and give it a name? Stop causing your crisis. You look at the pain and say, this is pain, this is pain, this is a bringer of pain. Jabez was born in the family of kings. The Bible says he came from the tribe of Judah. Judahs are people that are potential kings. They are born to rule. They are born to have advantage. They are born to dominate. They are born to have control. But because of what his mother said concerning him, he crippled all the virtues around him. He crippled everything that he should have become because somebody put a stamp on your life and put a limitation. Now you are no longer becoming what you should become because you now believe what they told you. You now believe it. I was looking at the life of Jacob, you know. The meaning of Jacob means a deceiver. Is that correct? Jacob means a deceiver, yes or yes? How can a child that has not deceived anybody from the womb, you called him deceiver? And the guy grew up to believe that he was a deceiver. Until he met an angel, and the angel said, what is your name? He said, well, what they call me is a deceiver. I said, no, that was not what God gave you. You are a prince. But somebody change it. Your parents change it in the womb and call you this. Oh, somebody say, I'm not what they call me. I am better than this. Every curse I declare that has limited your life, curse from your generation, curse in the family, with your Haman, that curse is broken today. Yeah. Every curse that crippled your father, crippled your grandfather. Every curse that crippled your mother, crippled your grandmother, crippled your uncles and your auntie, in the name of Jesus, is broken from your life. I declare that those pronouncements is terminated in the name of Jesus. Jabez began to produce pain and he grew up. The Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable. Was more honorable. He was a child of honor, but he cannot express honor. He was a child of visibility, but yet he was hidden. He was a child that carried the virtue and the capacity of result, but yet cannot see his effort producing result for him. He was a child that was intelligent, but his intelligence is not helping him. He was full of wisdom, but his wisdom finds no expression. And he was wondering, what is this? But his mother said, even though you carry honor, I put a limit on you. Instead of you to produce honor, produce shame, produce pain. So anywhere you go, you will produce pain instead of honor. The devil is a liar. That curse will be broken on anyone today. Because you are leaving this room, going to that world there and tell the world, I am a new person in the name of Jesus Christ and I will fulfill what God has destined me to fulfill. Say amen if you're a child of God. Jabez, because his mother said, I gave you sorrow. I put pain on you because of the circumstances. Why will you put on a child your own battle? Why will you curse a future that God has given to you because of what you're going through? But let's go quickly, because I love what Jabez did. Instead of Jabez moving around complaining and seeing what it is, I said, well, it's not my fault. My mother did this to me. My father did this to me. Because you need to understand that no matter what anyone do, you have to take the responsibility to say, you know what? I bring it to an end. Whatever you don't deal with, you transfer to your children. Hallelujah. Once you cannot fight it, you must tell yourself, it must end with me. Say, it must end with me. One more time, say, it must end with me. One more time, say, it must end with me. You must make up your mind. In verse 10, the Bible says, Jabez began to pray. And this is one of the most important things. And Jabez called upon the name of our Lord. We must understand that God is a God that answers prayers. We serve a God that answers prayers. It's so interesting, Psalm 66, verse 19 and verse 20. Profound word of God shows us the mercy of God. It says, God, thanks be to God who has not taken his ears away from our prayer. Psalm 66, verse 19. So we are going to be working on some prayers now because I want to, some scriptures right now as we flow. Look at it. It says, blessed be God which had not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from what? From me. Amen. Look at verse 19. Blessed be God who has not turned his ears away from my prayers. Amen. He said, but verily God had heard me. Somebody say, God heard. So we serve a God that hears. God heard. He had attended to the voice of what? My prayer. So we serve a God that answers prayer. Say, I serve a God that answers prayers. One more time. Say, I serve a God that answers prayer. Every prayer you pray today, God will answer you. In the name of Jesus Christ. God answers prayers. We serve that mighty God that answers prayers. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 12. The Bible says that when we go to pray, he will hear us. Jeremiah 29, 12. God listens to prayer. He hears prayers. He said, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. One more time, say, God answers prayers. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, say, call upon me and I will answer you. Call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Amen. Call upon me and I will do what? Answer you. Call unto me, I will answer thee. And I will show you great and mighty things. Hallelujah. I love what Psalm Isaiah 65, verse 24 says. He said, before you call, I have answered you. While we are just here praying, God says, I've heard. Isaiah 65 and 24, you look at it, it says, and it shall come to pass that before the call, I will what? I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will what? I will hear. 1 John 5 and 14 says, this is the confidence we have. This is the confidence we have that when we pray. Amen. 1 John 5 and 14. This is the, somebody says, it's the confidence. Oh, say like a child, say it's a confidence. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that when we ask anything, when we do what? Ask anything according to his will. He what? He heareth us. Verse 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we deserve of him. I have no doubt that God hears prayers. So every prayer I pray, I know God will answer them. Oh my God, I wish you understand that God answers prayer. So whatever we are praying today, just believe that God is going to answer. Somebody say, I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. One more time, say, I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. In Mark 11 and verse 24, it says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe. Whatsoever you desire when you pray, do what? Believe. Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you have what? Received them, and you shall what? You shall have them. You shall have whatsoever you believe. Luke 18, 1 says, men always ought to pray. And not what? To faint. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 says, pray without ceasing. I pray for you, receive grace to prayers. Amen. One more time, say, receive grace to pray. Amen. One more time, receive grace to pray. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive grace to pray. Let's go back to Jabez and in 1 Chronicles, say them, Jabez pray, Jabez call upon God. That is one of the things I want you to know, that when believers pray, God intervenes. My God, there is power in prayers. And Jabez call upon the God of Israel. So the answer between you and where you are going to is to pray. We are going to break every curse. We are going to cancel every pronouncement. Whoever made the pronouncement is canceled. Jabez's mother prayed. He never looked at the mother and blamed the mother. He says, my mother would have spoken it, but I'm going to speak to God to reverse what has been said. Tonight we are declaring whatever anyone said against you, and it looks as if it has placed an embargo on your life, is reversed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He called upon the Lord, And this was his prayers. And Jabez called upon the Lord. Now the first, he said, that thou wouldest bless me. Indeed. Means he was under a curse. What does it mean to be cursed? To be cursed means to be empowered to fail. When a man is under a curse, anything you touch will not work. You're empowered to fail. So he said that you will bless me. Because even though I am gifted, even though I am honorable, look at what was happening. I am not seeing the result. I am intelligent, but yet no proof. I have all it takes to be visible, but yet no proof. There is a limitation. Lord, remove the curse from my life, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. What does it mean to be blessed? To be empowered to succeed. I want to succeed in what I am doing. I want to succeed in everything. You know, when a man is blessed, location does not determine your result. Do you get what I say?
Yes.
I say it again. When a man is blessed, location does not determine your result. Have you seen a blessed man? Put the man anywhere. You don't struggle to be in a position in an office. Anywhere they put you, the blessing comes there. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 26, the Bible says there was a famine in the land. And Isaac wanted to run away. And God says, don't run away, because once you are blessed, anywhere you find yourself, that place will be blessed. It is not the location that determines the blessing. It is who you are. Anywhere the king sits is a throne. You didn't get what I just said. But you say, when you get home, just repeat. Go back and watch it again. But you see, the blessings of God came. The Bible says, and Isaac wanted to run. And God says, no, I'm going to bless you. And in verse 12, Isaac sowed in the land that was famine. And in the same year, the Bible says he reaped an hundredfold. Hundredfold. Somebody shout, I'm blessed. Look at somebody, say, you are blessed sitting by me. The blessings are not just physical material things. It's an empowerment that produces the physical material things. Once you are blessed, anything you touch is blessed. Every door you knock is open. Everywhere you enter, you are favored. Something gracious follows you everywhere you go. In the name of Jesus, I see some blessed people and I release the blessings of God. You are blessed in the morning. You are blessed in the evening. You are blessed when you go out. You are blessed when you come in. You are blessed in the day. You are blessed in the night. The blessings of God is upon you. Your children are blessed. Your family is blessed. The work of your hand is blessed. Your career is blessed. Somebody shout, I am blessed. You're blessed. Empowered to succeed. And Jabez prayed and says, God, empower me to succeed. I know they spoke at my gate and says that I will bring pain, but God, you can reverse it. You can reverse the curse. Oh my God, the blessings is what is needed. Oh my God, the blessings will reverse every curse. That thou wouldest bless me indeed. God said to Abraham, I will bless you. Give him 7 distinct miracles of the blessing. And one of the blessings says, I will empower you that who curse you is cursed. And who bless you is blessed. Everywhere you go, nations will look towards you. I feel that there is a king rising among us. There are blessings. God is raising people here. That the kingdom of God will enjoy the advantage because God is putting blessings in your life. My God, in the name of Jesus Christ, because you are here today, the blessings rest in your house. The blessings rest on your children. The blessings rest in your businesses. The blessings rest in your career. The blessings of God is upon you. One more time, declare, let every devil hear you, I am blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jabez prayed and says that thou wouldest bless me. Indeed. Number 2, because we are going to pray soon, he says, not only bless me, he said that thou wouldest bless me, he says, enlarge my cause. What does that mean? Break me from limitations. I want to do better than what I'm doing now. Increase me time 8,000 times. Lord, increase me. Bless me better than this. Enlarge my cause. I break to the right, to the left. God never put limit on anyone. He says the limit your mom put on you, I am breaking loose. Someone say enlarge. How many of you know that God is a God of enlargement? He never puts limit on you. You've been on the same level for a long time, going through the circle for a long time. No, it is time to expand. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can I pray for one person here? I speak in the name of Jesus Christ that doors beyond your abilities are opening for you. God is expanding you to the right, expanding you to the left, expanding you all around. There is an expansion coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you are not receiving it. Should I pray for those watching online? I say God is expanding you on every side. Shout it, I believe it.
I believe it.
I believe it. There's enlargement. There's enlargement. You've been on one spot for a long time, but God wants to give you. Some of you are coming. I just feel right now the real estate anointing coming on somebody. My God, properties anointing coming upon someone. I am releasing it. I feel that anointing right now. God will begin to give you privilege of buying properties right now. Now, you're not buying properties with market price. You're buying it with Jesus' price. Oh, my God, I wish somebody is receiving the grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the real estate anointing is coming upon somebody. If you're receiving it, man, now let the blessings come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh my God, the real estate grace is coming upon you. You are buying properties on every side. God is giving you the wisdom, the insight, the foresight to begin to get the reason. The property anointing right now, in the name of the living God, you are buying properties in Winnipeg, in Vancouver, in Toronto, in Alberta, in every area. God is bringing opportunities. The doors are opening for you. The real estate anointed, who is receiving it right now? It's enlarging you. There's an enlargement coming. Oh my God, I feel some anointing hitting me right now. Whatever they've said about you, God is about to shock the people that spoke. There is a grace. There is a grace coming on you. It says, enlarge my coast. The Bible says that the Lord shall uproot the peg that was placed. It says, enlarge to the left and enlarge to the right. My God, many of you are about to receive blessings that you don't have room enough. It's time to break. It's time to break. It's time. Somebody say, I'm breaking limitations. Oh, my God. Somebody say, I'm crossing the lines. I'm breaking barriers. I'm crossing the lines. I'm breaking barriers. Oh, you are praying already. Say, I'm crossing the lines. I'm breaking barriers in the name of Jesus. I'm crossing the lines. I'm breaking barriers in the name of Jesus. I'm crossing the lines. I'm breaking barriers in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm crossing the lines. I'm breaking barriers in the name of Jesus. Can you just pray in the spirit just for 30 seconds and come? Let your spirit be edified right now. My God, pray your most holy faith. Edify yourself. Let something in the spirit just break loose right now. Oh my God, liparatosa. Oh my God, lipatagatosa. Breaking limit, breaking limit, breaking limit, breaking limit. Oh God, breaking limit, breaking limit. Liparadevetosa. Parada, I coro belize period, Luprende vera pragadosheba, riparescupe de keteska, le baratuske patata, jipaparetosha, e capa baratosha, e paretosike parato, I co bandecato, imbadesipelia, rupetuzepe, jupapatosha, 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 I caparatosha. Holy Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, I'm feeling freedom in the spirit. Enlarge, enlarge. Break me from limitation. Lord, give me territorial influence. Lord, give me territorial influence. Lord, give me territorial influence. Give me environmental influence. In the name of Jesus Christ, give me influence beyond me. beyond my location, beyond my geographical location. Give me influence, Lord. Give me influence. Some of you will begin to buy properties in other nations right now. My God, I feel the anointing. Influence is coming upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, some of you are going to do bigger things that have never happened in your family before. You'll be the first to do great things in your family. What your father couldn't do, you are going to do it. What your mother couldn't do, you are going to do it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but the word is coming to you right now. Thus saith the Lord, you will do bigger things. What has never happened in your family, God will raise you as a champion. God will raise you as a voice. God will raise you as an institution. God will raise you as a system in the name of Jesus. Territorial influence. You will no longer be small. In Jesus' name. He told him, he says, you bless me. Number two, he says, enlarge me. Give me influence beyond me. Number three, prayers of Jabez. Look at what he said. Not only enlarge my cause, that your hand might be upon me. When the hand of God is upon your life, it commands divine favor. The favor of God is what you need to reach out. The favor of God is what you need to catch up with wasted years. There are many of you, you've lost time, you lost years, you lost opportunities, you lost resources. It takes favor to get it back. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, one of the things it does is that people pay attention to you. The hand of God, the hand of God. The hand of God is so potent that that is what is required for you. Because you need to understand that the age you have now, your age, if we calculate it and want to follow the normal process, you're already late. Praise God. But it takes the favor of God to crush time for you. The favor of God. It takes the favor of God to bring who carry all your years on the inside of them. There is a man, there is a woman that carry your 10 years inside of them. Meeting them makes you recover all your wasted years. It is the favor of God. The favor of God that makes people speak to kings for your sake. Favor of God that makes people speak in a room where you are not. It is the favor of God that is required for you to catch up what others take years to get. You get in a moment. Exodus 3:21, God said, I will give them favor in the sight of the Egyptians, that they will get all of it. It takes one day of favor to recover a 430 years of labor. One day of favor, what more than 100 years of labor? Whatever you have today, you need favor to double it up. I wish you understand what favor can do. It doesn't matter how gifted you are. You can be gifted and not lifted. It takes favor. It takes favor. I have seen gifted men that struggled. You can be anointed and still be frustrated. It takes favor. It takes favor to command the doors to be opened. He says, I will give them favor in the eyes of the Egyptian. When you are favored, people go out of their way to make you happy. People, they inconvenience themselves. My God. You see, in this world we are living, it takes favor to fulfill destiny. In this world we are living. We are living in a world of wickedness. It takes favor to touch the heart of man. Naturally, people don't want to pay attention to anybody. Everybody wants to mind their business. So you don't need to beg men. You need to be favored by men. Because the more you beg people, the more they ignore you. Have you ever seen where you call somebody, you send them texts, you even send them prayers? You say, God will bless you. You say, okay. You send them all kind of things, but they don't pay attention to you. But when you are favored, oh my God. In Exodus chapter 11, the Bible says, when God favored the children of Israel, the Bible says they went to begin to ask the Egyptians to bring their gold and their resources. They were given to them. And that was the wrongest time to ask, because how can you ask somebody to bless you when he's mourning their son? Their first child just died. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for you, naturally, like, oh, this is not the right time to ask. They just lost their child. You know, and I'm not going to ask them to help me. But when favor is on your life, it doesn't matter what their situation looks like. They will answer you because you are favored. Amen. Oh, I wish you understand the favor of God. The Bible says in Psalm 5, verse 12, it says, for the Lord shall bless the righteous, and with favor will he encompass them like a shield. You need favor. That is what Jabez was praying for. For thou will bless the righteous with favor, will he encompass. Somebody say, I receive the favor of God. My God, no matter what you are doing, your skills, you are looking for job. It takes favor to give you what you're not qualified for. Psalm 44 verse 3 said something very profound. That they didn't get the land because they were powerful. They didn't get the land because of their sword. They didn't get the property. He said it was the favor of God that gave it to them. Hallelujah. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. My God, it is not everything you sweat to get. No, not everything you sweat to get. There are some things that should come to you because you are favored. If you sweat for everything, your life is delayed. You need to catch up with wasted years by favor. Oh my God. Why do I feel somebody is going to receive cars you can't buy? You're going to live in houses you didn't build. You look as if God is talking to me. Since you're not receiving it, maybe God is speaking to me. They didn't get this land by their sword. Neither did their own hand save them. But the right hand and the hand and the light of the covenant, because thou hast favored them. You get it by favor. Can I pray that real estate anointing one more time? I stretch my hand before God and I declare upon this house, properties anointing, real estate anointing, by the favor of God. My God, you are going to pay for that house completely in the name of Jesus Christ. You are no longer in debt over your property. My God, complete. You are paying them off in the name of Jesus. How God will do it is called favor. Don't imagine how it will do. Favor is coming upon you. You are buying properties. You are paying off your own properties. You are buying where you are living in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you are said, amen, to receive the favor of God. The favor of God. You know, the interesting thing God said in Psalm 102 verse 13, the Lord shall arise and have mercy on Zion for the set time to favor Zion. Even now, the set time has come. You need favor. Favor on everything. Hallelujah. That favor of God. It is the favor of God that is required. Even Jesus, when he was born, the Bible says he had favor before God and before man. Even God needs favor. If God needs favor, who are you? In 1 Samuel chapter 2, the Bible says, and Samuel had favor before God and man. Proverbs chapter 3 says, you have favor before God and good understanding before God and before men. There is favor. There is something about favor. It's like a perfume, a fragrance that comes upon you that people don't have choice but to be kind to you. You just begin to see kindness. You just smile and somebody give you a check for smiling. Hey, shakalabra. Hallelujah. You will be amazed to see how people just look at you and they are kind to you. That is the hand of God. It is the hand of God upon your life. Ezra chapter 7, Ezra 7 verse 6. The Bible says, because of the good hand of the Lord upon me, the king gave to me. The king responded. The good hand of God. Please, I want you to lift your hand. In 30 seconds, ask God for favor. Please pray for favor. Pray for favor. Pray for favor. Pray for favor. You need it. Pray. Tell God. Lift your hand and ask God. Please favor me. Favor my career. Favor my business. Favor my children. Favor my job. Favor me in my job. Favor, oh God. Favor me. Come on, pray. You watching online, pray for favor. You those watching online, if they are there, pray for favor. Pray for favor. Fear Lord, favor. Favor, I need favor. I need favor to succeed. I need favor. I need favor for the nations to open. I need favor for doors to be open. Oh God, favor my ministry. Favor my giftings. Favor my life. Favor my house. Favor my children. Favor my wife. Favor my father. Favor my mother. Favor my brothers. Favor my sisters. Favor everyone. Come on, prayer. The favor of God for that miracle to happen. You need favor for God for that approval of your document. Favor for that approval of your contract. Favor of God for that approval of your transaction. Favor of God for that good job. Favor of God for that promotion. That your hand will be upon me. The favor of the living God. Favor of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. One more time, say favor. Like a child of God, say favor. Let me finish this prayer of Jabez, because it's important we need to know what Jabez was praying about. Look at what the enemy was depriving him for. You may sit down for just a few more minutes and we begin to pray. We are going to challenge some things, but that favor is important. One of the most wonderful stories I love, we find that everyone that succeeded in the Bible, they had favor. Amen. They had favor. Joseph had favor. The Bible says, and God favored him before Potiphar, Genesis 39. He had that favor. Favor. In Esther chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible says, and Esther obtained favor. Esther's story is so wonderful that when I read the story of Esther, I just know that this favor thing, it must come upon me. Because favor qualifies you when you are not qualified. Esther wasn't qualified. The favor of God. How can you contest in the highest position of the land? Three things was against her. Number one, she was a slave. Esther was a slave. Number two, she was a stranger, a foreigner in the land. Number three, she was an orphan, no father, no mother. And you're going to contest as one of the queen of the land, where others, Bible theologians told us there were 6,000 of them. 6,000. How will you, 6,000 people that have more, their certificate is better than you. Their CV is better than you. How will you win? How will you even feel that they will pay attention to you? Because you have three disadvantages. You are an orphan, you are a slave, and you are a foreigner. And you want to contest. You know that somebody will look at you and say, you're ambitious. You better just go get out. People are looking for better. Is it you they are looking for? That is why I will never let anyone discourage me with their discouragement. Because with God, all things are possible. For the fact it failed in your life doesn't mean you should fail on me. We didn't come with the same head. Shout, I'm favored. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and Esther obtained favor. I guess all our mates will be like, how did it happen? You are lucky. No, it's not lucky. It's favor. I'm not lucky. The word lucky is for magicians. It's magic. I am favored. I am conscious about I am favored. Declare that I am favored. This week is working for me. This month is working for me. This year is working for me. Every door I knock, I receive it by favor. Doors are opening for me. Favor before men and women. Favor in the day, favor in the night. Everything I touch, favor speaks for me. Favor. Favor of God. Hallelujah. He says, your hand will be upon me. Because what is life when you are not favored? Hallelujah. I don't know what I feel like to some of you here. You are going to receive what your money can pay for. Maybe God is speaking to me, so let me as well pronounce it. Because so many of you, everything you have, you paid for it. That is not evil. There are some things you shouldn't pay for. You will go to shops right now, you go to the supermarket, and you find that somebody just paid for everything. I'm favored. One more time, say I'm favored. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for that favor. Hallelujah. Number four, he said, I'm doing this because this is what the Holy Spirit inspired me to say so that we can pray. He says that your hand be upon me. Number three, he says that you keep me from evil, divine protection. Because you can't be truly blessed until you're protected from the wicked. Until you're protected from the wicked. He says that your hand will keep me from evil. Protection, divine protection. That God will be your refuge and your fortress. Psalm 91:7 says, 1,000 shall fall by your side, and 10,000 by your right side, they will not come near you. In Psalm 91 verse 10, it says, no evil shall come near you, nor any plague come near your dwelling. No evil shall come near you, nor plague come near your dwelling places. Because the favor of God is upon your life. I have the favor of God. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 54 verse 14, I guess, it says that the Lord shall establish you in righteousness. Is it 54, 57? It says, for the Lord shall establish you in righteousness, but you shall be far from oppression. Amen. Amen. You shall be far from oppression. Amen. Somebody say, I'm far from oppression. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, they shall surely gather, but not by me. If at all they gather, they shall fall for your sake. In verse 17, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be what? Shall be condemned. Hallelujah. So you are protected from the evil one. So you have received God's protection from every evil one. This is what Jabez was praying, because his mother's pronouncement was blocking too many things. The last one he said, as we begin to pray, as we go back to Jabez. Amen. Sorry, I'm quoting too many scriptures. Just forgive me. You know, but it's important that you receive the word of God, because the potency of what God will do is that it's when his word is being released. He released the manifestations of angels to make them come to pass as you catch it by understanding. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is what lasts. Your prophecy fails, but word never fails. Amen. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? It says tongues fail, everything fails, but the word of God never fails. If I can make you understand what the word of God says concerning you, then every prophecy rests on that word. Every declaration rests on that word. Because anything outside God's word is fake. Yes. The word of God. The last one he said, that it will not grieve me. Amen. Not only will God protect me, it will not grieve me. Why would he say it will not grieve me? There is something I have discovered with people, is that sometimes we have miracles and we lose it. We go back to square one. It will not grieve me means I will not repent. Let me not go back to what you delivered me from. It is an error for you to be blessed today and find that you are cursed tomorrow. What is the essence of receiving the blessing and the next day you don't have what you've received? Many people lose what God has given to them because the enemies attacked them. He said that it might not grieve me. I don't want to go back to where I came out from. I don't want to go back to, you know, God has blessed you, you have properties, suddenly you don't have where to live. It doesn't sound well. Suddenly you testify that God has healed you from your sickness and diseases. The next minute you find yourself lying in the bed of sickness. That is not God. Whatever God does is forever. Whatever God does is permanent. So he was praying that, God, I don't want to go back to where you delivered me from. I don't want to be a blessing today and be a beggar tomorrow. I don't want to go back. Say, I don't want to go back from where God delivered me from. How can you be a celebration today? People celebrate you, and the next thing, people are avoiding you. The devil is the liar. Say, it will not grieve me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because the enemy will look in. One of the ways you know you are blessed is that people envy you. Envy is part of the blessing. If nobody envies you, you are not blessed. Do you understand what I'm saying? If nobody criticizes you, you are not blessed. Because the Bible says in Genesis chapter 26 and verse 13 that the Bible says God blessed Isaac. He went forward. He became great. He had so much heads. He had so much blessing with envy. So envy comes with the blessing. Look at what it says. The man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Verse 14. Look at the progression. It says, and he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants and the Philistines. How many of you want to be envied? Or you don't want envy? You will come and tell Shema, please, people are talking about me. I am crying. No, it's part of the blessing. If you cannot stand to be envied, then you don't need the blessing. So how many of you want to be envied? Yeah, so when you come back home, like the way people are envying me, yeah, you're blessed. You're blessed. Envy, the blessing attracts envy. Amen. Like I told you, envy is exposing your enemy's inadequacies. Hallelujah. Because you are trying to, like, oh my God, you know, people, everybody's like, hey, it is too hard in this city. It is too hard. And you are blessed because you are telling them that what you are saying is a lie. Because if it's too hard, why am I being blessed and you are struggling? So they don't want you to expose their weaknesses and their excuses. So they envy you. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, it's okay to be envied. Mm-hmm. Do you want to pray for envy over your enemies? Say, receive. Rise to your feet right now with time to pray. Are you ready to cancel the curses? Say, I cancel the curses. Every curse of the enemy limiting my life, be canceled. The first curse we are going to cancel is that it is a pronouncement that is close to home. Jabez's problem was not outsiders. Jabez's problem was his own mother. His own mother put the limitation on him. You are going to cancel curse in my family. Whatever it is that affects men or women in my family, minus me, I remove it from my life. If others are not succeeding in your family, I cancel it. Hallelujah. Say, I come boldly before God. And I decree and declare that every pronouncement, every curses, every spell limiting my life from my family with the blood of Jesus, I cancel it. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, having made himself a curse for me. So no curse can rest upon me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every curse. I cancel every negative pronouncement. Lift your voice and pray like a child of God. Lift your voice and pray like a child of God. Cancel the curses. Cancel the curses. Cancel the curses. Cancel the curses. No more curse in your life. Cancel the curses. No more limitation. Cancel the curses. Whether it was your father that said you are stupid, whether it was your father that placed a curse, cancel it. Whether it was your mother, cancel it. You will not become what they call you. Every curse in your family, every ancestral pronouncement, every curse in your family, let the curse be broken in the name of the living God. Every curse that limits me, every curse that restrains me, every curse that resists me, let the curse be broken. Marashika pataya gadosha. Let the curse be destroyed. Besupra da gadoshepa. Everyone standing at the gate of my life, releasing pronouncement, I cancel it. Hikara petosa. Beluzo prende kataboria. Jika pata gozopare. Ijo prende kazipa. In the name of Jesus Christ, shout it loud, I cancel the curse. Now say, every curse of lack, curse of premature death, curse of limitation, curse of bad luck, rising and falling, every curse that gave the enemy advantage over me, be canceled. Pray like a child of God right now. Be canceled. Be canceled. Be canceled. Be canceled. Be canceled. Every pronouncement, every curse that is making demons attack me, that is making the enemy have advantage, I cancel it in the name that is above every name. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I cancel that curse. I cancel that pronouncement. I cancel that hold. I cancel their claim. Iko pateka sote. Repaleka si prada. Eka repalekasa, eka baba batos. Lubredeski Prandavala Mazekatushka Pradesh Indalevrede Simbranakata Reparatushke Paradesh. I counsel in the name of Jesus. Marasupra da Patosha Ikopedekasu. I counsel your hold. I counsel your claim. I counsel your power in the name of a living God. Thank you, Father. Lift your right hand, make this declarations. I come boldly before God, declaring I'm a child of blessing. I have the blessings on my life. I speak into my family. Every curses resisting my family, hear the word of the Lord, be destroyed. I challenge every demon spirit behind these curses, lose your hold, go to hell in the name of Jesus. Every familiar spirit enforcing these curses upon my life or any member of my family, your assignment is over in the name of Jesus. Go to hell. Every curse behind death, premature death, every curses, every demon behind misfortune in my family, every demon behind lack in my family, every demon behind sicknesses, affliction, your assignment is over in the name of Jesus. I command you, go to hell, lose your hold. Go to hell. I release the blood of Jesus to terminate, to destroy the effects of any curse, any pronouncement in the name of Jesus. Every legal ground demons are using to enforce these curses, I cancel with the blood of Jesus. I stand as a child of God and I challenge you demonic spirits behind evil in my finances, in my family, I command you, be paralyzed, go to hell in the name of Jesus. Begin to command demons, cast out. The Bible says you shall cast out demons, cast out that spirit, let them go to hell. Come on, command them to go to hell. Let that curse be broken, let that limitation be destroyed. Command that spirit to go. Parasuketekata repalesa karipokosha ikobategezupa eskupratesha. We command it now, go to hell. Ekarapatakusa eparata. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I command that spirit behind those pronouncements in the name of Jesus, be paralyzed and go to hell. Do I have some prayer warriors here? Come and declare it. Command the spirit to go to hell. The Bible says you shall cast that demon. Command that spirit to leave your children, leave your father, leave your mother, leave your health, leave your finances. Command that spirit behind it, go now in the name of Jesus. 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 Go now. Mashakataya baradosha. Come on, 20 more seconds. 20 more seconds. Take authority. 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 Take authority. 20 more seconds. My God, decree and declare. Ikurapate shate. Imbaratoske pai. Ekabazopreda. Take authority and bind the spirit. Take authority and command that hold in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. One more prayer point. We are going to command that spirit that sponsors evil patterns. Say in the name of Jesus. Your time is up. That spirit that says, because your mothers die of blood disease, you will die of blood disease. It is a spirit that monitors patterns and makes sure that every family member suffers from the same affliction. Oh, somebody shout, I'm a different person. That demon will leave now. As you are praying it now, some people in your family that are sick will begin to get well. Because the demons are leaving. Let me tell you something that is very important. When, thank God for medical doctors, God has gifted them their blessings, amen. And I don't downplay the power of medical innovations in this world. But you see, when demons are behind certain things, medicine will not see it. You cannot use physical weapon to fight spiritual battles. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What is that earpiece? So my son says it's a earpiece. What is that thing? Is it telescope, telescope, whatever scope it is? You know, it does not see demons. Praise God. It does not see demons. So there are some things that should have been solved naturally, but it's taking too long. And whatever should have been solved naturally is not solved naturally. It means there is a spirit behind this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I think it's in Matthew 13, verse 24 and 25. It says, a good man went to sow seed. But when he went to sleep, the Bible says his enemy came to sow tares. So you are going to say every demon behind negative patterns. Say it if you want to say it. Say every demon. In my family, your time is up. Are you afraid? Can you cast us some few devils high now? You're going to command that demon to get to hell. Somebody say, go to hell.
Go to hell.
One more time, say, go to hell.
Go to hell.
You notice that some things are just going wrong. Some things are just happening. You're wondering. You can't see the money you are working for. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. You start project you can't finish. The devil is a liar. Whatever it is, no, look at your life. It's as if you are repeating the battles of your parents. Whoever, that spirit behind it, that spirit must go down.
Amen.
Shout it loud and clear, I'm a child of God. I decree and declare with the blood of Jesus, every demonic spirit, every familiar spirit in my family, sponsoring patterns, sponsoring battles, your time is up. Go to hell. Pray like a child of God. Come and cast out that spirit. Mara so predegazi pradabosha. Belezikare palekatushkeba, eperesu prende katisha, baratoske bradagazipo, ele prende gazupra. I commanded her, iko bende gazipa, baratoske prende velia, iko zupre de gazupra dega. I command the spirit, go to hell, lose your hold, lose your power, go to hell. In the name of Jesus, lituske pandekeza, reparetsko predation, iko berezikara. Jesus Christ made you free. Jesus Christ set you free. He has redeemed you from the curse. Now I command, let this pattern be canceled. Let that demon behind it go to hell. I command you, lose your grip, lose your hold, 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 lose your grip. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Numbers chapter 27 from verse 1, the Bible speaks about something. Somebody shout, I'm changing the pattern.
I am changing the pattern.
It's a new beginning with me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the blessings, the generational blessings, in the name of Jesus. In Numbers chapter 27, I think, from verse 1, Numbers 27. If you break the generational curses, you are receiving generational blessings. Say, I receive generational blessings. Do you not believe that it's a generational blessing? I receive it.
I receive it.
This conference is more than you can carry. So we are dealing with so many things that you are leaving this place to see that God is working on you. You will be glad you pray.
Amen.
And this is your opportunity to pray, because God is bringing you to this space to deal with certain issues. And once you deal with them, you will see the open doors.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, I think, is that it says, then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the sons of Ephah, the sons of Gilead, the sons of Micah, the sons of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the sons of Joseph. Do you see the genealogy? Do you see the pattern? And the Bible says, and these are the names of the daughters: Mahla, Noah, Hogla, and Micah, and Tirzah. We need to understand the background of this family, verse 2, and see the genealogy and how it works. But look at what this woman said. Oh, somebody's changing something here.
Amen.
It says, then came the daughters, verse 2, if you can help us, verse 2. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes of all the congregation, by the door of the... In other words, they came. Moses was a feared man. These girls came and said, nobody's going out of this place. They stood at the door. Can you see the audacity? Oh my God. Every act of faith, God respects. God responds to the audacity of it. They stood at the door and said, enough is enough. And you must understand, until you say enough is enough, enough won't be enough. There is a time in your life you should be angry with what is happening. For how long will you go through this nonsense? You should be angry. Oh my God, somebody say, I'm angry. This nonsense must stop. No more lack, no more pain, no more debt. In the name of Jesus. They stood at the door of the tabernacle. And they said, nobody is going out. Can you imagine these girls? Look at it. Nobody is going out. The congregation. And they say, look at what they said. In verse 3. Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah. But he died in his own sin. If our father died in his own sin, why should we bear the consequences of it? Why should I carry the consequences of my father's mistake? And the Bible says, and he had no sons. And the laws of Moses said, anyone that has no son, his inheritance should be given to another person. God forbid. My God, don't you understand that even women are also important in the kingdom? Oh my God, somebody say, I came to take my portion. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the next verse, why should the name of our father be done away from among his family because he had no sons? Look at the word. Give unto us, therefore, a possession. They didn't say, I beg. They say, give. Oh, somebody say, I take it.
I take it.
I don't care the laws. I take it. I take it now. Do you know that if you have that audacity and brutality, you will receive it?
Yes.
Gentle Christians don't go far.
Right.
If you are too gentle, you won't settle. From the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent do what? Take it. I take it by force. He said, give unto us therefore a possession among our brethren of our father. Give us. Which kind of law says that women should not have inheritance? Who told you that women should not be blessed? Who told you that my race should not be blessed? Who told you that men should not be blessed? Who told you that I can't be blessed? Who gave that law? But it was the law of Moses. But he said, we are going to change it. Somebody said, I'm changing it. Do you know that some of you are going to do what your father couldn't do? Oh... Your family member will look at you and say, how did you do it?
Amen.
It has never been done in this family.
Amen.
You will tell that family member, I broke the limits.
Amen.
Oh my God, shout, I broke the limit.
Amen.
I crossed the lines. I break the barriers. I'm a child of God. He says, give us the possession among our brethren. Look at verse 5. The Bible says, and Moses brought their case before God. Say, Moses, say, okay, let me take your matter. Because if I don't pray to God, we will not leave this place, because these girls are standing at the door. Until you are angry with your situation, you can't change it. Praise God. Do you know that the system of men can put you in a condition of so much comfort, like I said this morning, that you are satisfied with just waking up in the morning, go to job, you go to your office, return back, they give you a peanut, you pay your bills, you go back again, and you're just going through the cycle, and you find out that the day you wake up, you've already spent 20 years doing the same thing. Oh, are you what I'm saying? I release faith in your heart to break the system. Let me tell you the truth and never forget this one, that no man built a system to help you. Their system is selfish, that they put you in a slavery condition and make sure that you just live in that cycle. Nobody give you a system to deliver you. They put a system to limit you. I'm breaking loose. Shout, I'm breaking loose. Oh, you're not. Say, I'm breaking loose. I'm breaking loose. Not going through a circle all the time. Look at the students. The Bible says Moses brought their case to the Lord. And look at what God did. God has respect for faith, audacity. Look at what the Lord says in verse 7. We'll find out where we can stop. In verse 7, it says, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. I like God. He said, they speak right. Someone say, I take my rights. I am telling you, under the presence of God, many of you, before this year is over, you will shock yourself. Yeah. The kind of miracles that will begin to happen to you, the kind of people will begin to remember you to come and take, to come and take. Yeah. Amen. The daughter spoke right. He says, you shall surely give them their possession. That is what God responds to faith. You spoke right. Amen. Have you broken loose? Have you broken loose?
Yes.
Now it's time to recover. It's time to what?
Recover.
The Bible says in 1 Samuel 30, it says, pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover some. Are you ready to recover?
Yes.
You will pray now. Some of you are going to pray, I recover 10 years. I recover lost opportunities. I recover finances. Every day I lead prayers, every day I pray, I make sure I pray the prayer of recovery. Lift your right hand. You will pray this prayer. I recover all. Are you ready? What my father lost, I recover. My grandfather lost, I recover. My mother lost, I recover. My grandmother lost, I recover. What I have lost myself, I recover. Relationship I lost, I recover. Opportunities I lost, I recover. Finances I lost, I recover. Seasons I lost, I recover. Are you ready? Joel 2:25. It shall come to pass in that day that I will restore all the years, the canker worm, the palmer worm, the locust, and the caterpillar. All the years I will restore to you. Somebody say years. So I recover all my years. Do you know what it means for God to give you 1 year in 1 month? I recover. Lift your hand and begin to recover. As God leads you, open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to recover. 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 I'm letting you be now. Begin to recover. Is somebody recovering right now? Recover all the years. Recover all the seasons. Recover all the moments. Come and pray. Recover all the years that the enemy took from you. Recover all the years that the enemy took. Come and pray. I recover all. Masoprandeshka paradox. Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? Now I'm going to give you faith action. I want you to take steps right now. Make sure you walk around. Take 7 steps and begin to recover. As you walk around, begin to recover. Speak to the atmosphere. Speak to the spirit realm. Your prayers are heard. God is coming because of your word. I show you this morning that the angels are responding to your word. Recover all right now. Recover all the years. Masipran develia. Rupedevedosha. Recover every years. Recover moments. Recover seasons. Recover right now. Cobra developer, mama, pray, recover for your family, recover all the years as you walk around, recover all. Baratoshaba, if you're watching online, walk around your houses, walk around where if you're in your kitchen, your living room, your bedroom, try and walk around and recover. This is your moment. You will rejoice and see the goodness of God. Le prate gazifra baratosha, mezzo prende casca paradosha. Recover all by the will of God. Recover. Come and pray. You have 30 more seconds. Recover. Reketoske prada. Recover. Rateska pradabasha. Recover right now. In the name that is above every name, Jesus, the Son of the living God. I see the goodness of God happening. I see the power of God happen. Mara supradeska pa reparike supradega shata reparitoske prada ikopedega supradeveria reparateske prandeveria rupega zipragadoshe ikareparete veretosha rekareparateske pa reperedevedosha ikarebelevetesha ekarabababa. Somebody recover. Recover your finances. Recover your treasures. Recover your years. Lost job. Lost opportunity. Some of you lost good relationship. Recover right now. Speak to it. Some of you lost good opportunities. Recover it right now. Marasikra balaba. My God, recover right now. Some of you lost good seasons. Recover. Some of you, you were not wise at that time, but recover now. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. My God, God is doing something. The power of God, the hand of God. You have 30 more seconds. Come on, pray. Push in prayers. God answers prayer. Jabez prayed, and there's a miracle. My God, pray. Bradoske pradaya. Restore the years, you will be amazed. Restore the years, you will be surprised. Restore the years, and you will see the power of God. Restore the years. Likoto beleza epradagasata. Restore the years, my God. Iko parateska lezefra baradosa. Iko beleza pra. Iko repera. Iko bendegezupra. Lipra devele prada. Liko ropelegezi parada. My God. 15 more seconds. Push, 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 push. Push in prayers. 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 Iko bredeska pa. Ikre baleze firia. Meduke deka. Lega dega dishka. E predega zekaraba. E paradose tedes. E leke dega desa. Ikre baleka zaha. Iko rebelese. Iko beleke zapa. E rebele baradose. Iko bendegeze. E predega zupre. Ike rebeleke supradesha. E le predegasa. Medusete. Mejuparata. Iko berete. Je prédégete le prédégeze et caraparatouche y correpelezete y que bendekezupa et crobelegezi carapa ropelegeze carapaletouche y cobendegeza et tous que par inco joperia je prédéveliaba bezifra paratouche bendegezicada y cobendegezupara et le prédégezicada y corobelegeze y prédégeze y cobarata et chicarepalete. Recover. Recover. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. There's such a shift in the spirit. I'm telling you, if God can just open your eyes to see behind the scene of things, I'm telling you, the devil is regretting why he allowed this meeting. I am feeling, as we're just praying restaurants, as if I'm hearing chains being broken. Amen. As I stood there, I saw like a mighty door. Amen. Just open, and I saw people rushing out. Amen. Thank you, Father. An angel stood by my side there. And suddenly this angel began to record what is being said. And I saw in some of those things as if it was a mark of approval. And I hear God said to me, there have been prayers prayed in this place for a long time that I saw as if the angels opened like a portal here. And I saw smoke coming up. And I said, God, what are you trying to say? He said, this altar, things that has been held back, is a release already. Amen. I kept hearing, is there some more grace? I don't know why grace are running. I just kept hearing grace on my side. And it was just so significant that there was a release. I don't know what has been a limit, but I saw a break. You know, is it you, Grace, or is that your name? Huh? Do you know any Daniel? Your brother. Your brother is Daniel. Because God is saying to me that as we're praying, He's breaking this curse. Are you what I'm saying? And He's also removing affliction. You understand? He's also removing blood disease, but above all, He's removing lack. See limits. Look at people being limited. But God is breaking that code. And He says to me, I don't know who your brother offended, but there was a pronouncement. Mercy prevail. Amen. Is it like a ministry or something? Yes. Eh? Ministry. Huh? Yes. It's like He offended some people. She brought nervous. But the mercy of God wants to prevail because it's so limited. Where are you going to? The Spirit of the Lord says that He will turn towards your family in kindness. The Lord is visiting your father's house. I see so much more limits in the family. You know, when we're talking about God breaking limitations and all of those things, it almost looks as if your movement became so harder than your movement. It's as if you moved and look as if your life now look harder than where you move from. But God says He's breaking limit because there is a pronouncement also in the family. Oh, wow. Have you been to your father's village before? Huh? You've been there. So if I describe some things, you will know. Because I'm seeing a picture in the spirit realm and I'm seeing, you know what a kitchen is. Yeah. But this kitchen is not in, it's outside. Yes. Yeah? It's outside the house. And I'm seeing outside the house, and I'm seeing behind that kitchen like a banana or plantain kind of tree. You know what plantain is? You know the tree I'm seeing? Also, on this side. And the Lord showed me, He said, look, and I saw inside the ground things are planted. But the outside, because if you're coming in, it looks as if, you know what an erosion is, when rain has given mark on a road. Eh? That is your house. That is where I'm going to. And I saw a personality standing there, and it was releasing pronouncement. And I saw, like, they will build, but they cannot roof it. They will not complete it. And I said, God, what is happening? And God showed me a words. Is there any Omolola?
That's my last
one. She branded his brother. Because I am hearing in my spirit, it says, destroy what is holding them down. Because it's making demons operate and to limit. That devil is a liar. Shabaran tekiske brada lebranda velia brando sheba inkobalisko brede boshiri. Because I want to ask God to show mercy on him. There's a lot of, it's as if the chain is holding on everyone. And what every negative thing somebody said, it looks as if it happens. But the devil is a liar. You know what I'm going to tell you today is that you will no longer ask God if he answers prayers. You understand what I'm saying? He will do it.
Amen.
Because he will show you mercy.
Amen.
But I want to ask the Lord to break this curse in your father's house. Amen. This person I'm seeing in the family, say, I went ahead to see and I saw a house built like a murder house. And I saw on the wall of this murder house a painting of a masquerade. You know what they paint in masquerade? I'm seeing a painting of a masquerade. And it looks as if your family are custodians of this strange spirit. You know, they carry this thing. So I'm seeing, so there's a custodian, you know, and all of that. And everyone was mortgaged to a throne. Are you know what I'm saying? And they mortgaged them to a throne. And every one of them attained that, you know, it is no matter how they try, the hood will feed the young, they feed from somebody's hand. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
You will go forth in the name of
Amen.
Shabrada, lift your hands. I touch you. I touch everybody in your family. Come on, pray in the spirit right now. The curse is broken. Ekrabalega doko zeke de barata ropelega zipra nemesote ikrabalese brada. My God, somebody stand behind her. The power of God is coming. My God, libra deba, somebody stand behind her. I declare a release. 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 I send angels right now to your foundation and to begin to lose you, lose your mother's children. In the name of Jesus, lose your mother's children. But hey, Jesus, in the name. Hey, lose. Come on, pray in the spirit. Le pratesi papadosha, riparatesha papad. Hey, kamate gale brada babosha, mezika repa legeze kalaba. Oprende geza. Lose your hold. Le prade vila mara. Lose your hold. Lose your power. We declare, let there be deliverance right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus, I command right now. Let there be a release. 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 Jesus, let the very end secret baliza. I break every prison house.
Amen.
That kitchen is not where they cook the souls of people. I see like 7 people there. The devil is a liar. I command that door open. Every imprisonment break in the name of Jesus. Every imprisonment break in the name of Jesus. Every imprisonment break in the name of Jesus. Every imprisonment break right now. Let there be a release. 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 The angel of the Lord that stood there, my God, what he was holding, I was all declared. He was holding like a paper. Suddenly the paper become like a pot. And the pot, I looked into it, was something shining. It doesn't look literally like a water, but I think strongly is grace. And I say, God, what is this? He says, it's the time to release. He answers to prayers.
Amen.
I don't know whether you gave yourself grace, but I'm hearing another name, Kikelom.
That's her name.
You still have name. It's still your name. So who is grace? You gave yourself grace. Your family gave you grace. But people don't know you as Kiki Loma. Everybody is Kiki Loma. Kiki Loma. Congratulations. Tomorrow, you will get a oil, every one of you. This is the significant prophetic word again. Mm-hmm. Not only bringing oil, you will bring the soil of where you live. Everyone. It's a release here. Supernaturally. You think that, you know, sometimes you say to yourself, people have not given to you, you don't see people give to you, none of those things. You see, the miracle is changing, where you will see the opportunity of God's favor upon your life. In the name of Jesus, your covering is back.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Amen.
The yoke in your family is broken.
Amen.
I don't know why I'm hearing like Antonia or something. Or Tony or something. You know. Who is Prasky? Prasky? Prasky?
Prasky?
Prasky?
Prasky family. Three of them.
Prasky. Prasky? 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 I know I called Nicole yesterday. Did they have Nicole too?
Yeah, that's your daughter, Prasky.
Can I have oil or some or water, something? So let me have the word. Praise God. Amen. Can you just come kneel down to the altar? The Lord has remembered your family.
Amen.
Praise God.
They're coming. They're coming.
The Praskis. Congratulations. Yes. Do you want to kneel? Congratulations. Do you want to kneel down in presence of God? Because I see water flowing from this, and the thing is just, my God. Many of you, before you leave, I'll make sure you touch this altar and put it on you. My God, there's such a miracle here.
Amen.
My God. You know, this place was called, you know, over 30 years ago, the House of Answered Prayers.
Yes.
It's back again.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. The House of Answered Prayers. God has remembered every one of you.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So this is the husband?
Yeah, that's Senior Prasky.
Senior Prasky. So you are the kids, right?
Yes.
Your time has come.
Amen.
God has decided to remember you.
Amen.
God said, oh my God, this is amazing. Do you have like a picture of a bird in the house? Like a bird or something?
It's
a sculpture, right? Eagle right?
Eagle.
In your house, right? I'm there. And the Lord said to me, it's time to fly.
Amen.
So that bird is, I know you put it as a decoration, but it's a spiritual message. The limit is broken.
Amen.
There's a new season that I've come for the family. I'm telling you, you are going to begin to see an amazing supernatural turnaround.
Amen.
There will be a sound of celebration.
Amen.
In the house. Amen. Like I'm saying, you will no longer anymore be restrained and resisted. Because the Lord said, I have opened the heavens over that place. It looks as if it's too small right now. There is a limit breaking. God is breaking the limits.
Amen.
You understand? And God is organizing the finances for a new season.
Amen.
Are you getting what I'm saying? There is a blessing. And there's such an anointing upon you guys. Oh my God, I don't know what God is doing right now, what is mind blowing.
Amen.
Are you getting what I'm saying? There's a release of God's power. I'm going to release it because I'm already seeing the hand of God upon you. And God says, I will honor you.
Amen.
And I will do the extraordinary.
Amen.
Look at what God said. I will restore all the years that the enemy has taken. I will restore all of the battles that the enemy has engaged you with, I will restore. He says, I will restore things that have been lost, investment that has been lost, I will restore. He says, money that has been lost, I will restore. It's the opportunity that was lost, I will restore. And God is going to do something extraordinary by the power of the Almighty God. There is a prayer you've been praying for many years. Your answer has come.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Stretch your hand towards this people of God. What God says to one, he says to all.
Amen.
I don't have to call your name. You just have to tap into that grace by the power of the Almighty God. Le brande veli poshki parada. Le brande vesko prende kesu prende yekadeshka. Le jiprada ba. Oh my God. Le brande veli poshki ba. Zu prende veli prohoshki prada ba bushenihi. Lord, oh God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, Spirit of God. Jesus. Oof. Jesus. Jesus. Whoosh, Jesus, just let them be, let them be. Whoosh, Abranda Mamba Mamosan. Jesus, Jesus. Ooh. The anointing to enthrone you, to enthrone you, receive. Whoosh, Abranda Baba, take back your position. Take back your position in the name of Jesus. Take back your position by the power of God. The Lord is anointing you for great things. Whoosh, take back. Take it. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray in the spirit. 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 Zipranda Baba. Do you have children? Can I pray for them? Are they yet? They are not here today. They are not here today. In the name of Jesus. Bring them tomorrow. Oof. Mayakuba da 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 busha de riesha. The Lord is touching your body. The Lord is healing you. The Lord is touching your health. The Lord is perfecting. The Lord is also restoring the works of your hand. My God and my Father. Come on, pray in the spirit right now. Le karaba ba 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 shende de debo sheka da bradosha, le kroba le zefrande ba sheka da yana mosha, medezu frende bede huske paria, le kariba le zo prende kasu paria, le ji prende vele ba bradoske, bele zo prende velishka paradeske par, enko ba le zi prende velishka, eke zo prende gazu prende vele boria, enka la banisu te gedibara. Inke de vedoshi kalabranda babadosha. Come on, pray in the spirit right now. Inzubra de velebrotis. Come on, pray in the spirit right now. Mazibranda velebrondoshiba. Pray in the spirit right now. Likorobazite. Lezekere vredeshin de hishka parada. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Your season of restoration. Lift your hands, everyone, Father. Thank you. It is done. May the blessings of the Lord be upon this house. Let them go forth now and manifest celebration. May your children begin to produce. May you come into the place of settlement. The yoke is broken. Now may the doors be open for you.
Amen.
Congratulations, the Lord has remembered your family.
Amen.
It's time to fly.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Come on, pray in the spirit right now. Marasi pranuman. Pray in the spirit. 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 Lika. Oh my God. So much, so much, so much, so much. So much, so much. Pray in the spirit. Lika rapa sende hishkaba. Azifra parasinde keria brahashkaba. Come on, pray in the spirit. Leo. Those of you watching online, if they have, come on, pray in the spirit. Lizu pradabadusha. As we're praying, the hinges of the Lord, I saw like an angel show up like a nurse. I don't know who is going on surgery or something. Or watching online, there's a plan for surgery. I want to pray, you know, let the power of God make it up on you. There's a surgery, you know, like going to like to have a surgery. I don't know who is that. The Lord is showing me. And if there's anyone online, we need to pray that it will not go wrong. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release the healing power. If there's anyone online, they should put the person up so that we can pray. God reveals to redeem. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cancel every projections of darkness. We cancel every programs of hell. We cancel every arrangement of the enemy. We cancel every oh my God, liko skoprande kasata, lebra davele basumbrande kasoria. We cancel right now. Let the workings of darkness be canceled now. Thank you, Father. Now stretch your hand towards this altar. I feel the power of God flowing. We'll pick it up tomorrow morning. I'll pick it up tomorrow morning. So much I'm saying, but let me say them generally and you receive it. From today, I declare over this ends, nothing good dies again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone right now. I don't know if that is a relation of yours, but they have a complicated pregnancy. A complicated pregnancy. I want to pray for that pregnancy. A complicated pregnancy. The person, I don't know whether it's your sister or your wife or your in-law. I don't know who that person is. But the Lord said to me we should pray that complication. Let God correct it. It's an enemy's attack. That complication and that pregnancy, we pray that there will be a miracle. I don't know who the person is. You can come forward and I'm praying for you. If there's anyone online, you can come. I want to pray who has that pregnancy and who has the sister called Mary. Has a sister called Mary or a daughter called Mary, but Mary, obviously, you know. The Lord is asking me to pray also for a release. A release. That Mary will begin to experience the hand of the Almighty God. Which of them are you? Are you Mary or sister?
There's Mary. My niece. She's pregnant.
Oh, she's complicated. Pregnancy.
I don't know if it's complicated, but she has to come to me for an ultrasound.
Okay.
And
she's oh, so you are the one I'm talking about now. So let's pray for you. So we're going to pray for these two people right now. Who are you? Who are thou? You, Mary. Who are you? Husband to Mary. So I want to pray for you first. Let's stretch your hand. I'm closing you soon. We'll pick it up in the morning. One has a surgery in the eyes. Yeah. And he's going to go blind. That is what he said. If they don't do it all right.
Yep.
But we cancel it. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. And who is this person to you?
He's my cousin.
All right. Okay, that is your sisters, your brothers.
My auntie, so my dad's okay. Sister's son.
So the Mary now is pregnant.
And my niece is married. She's not married, but she's pregnant. She has to come to Winnipeg for an ultrasound.
That is your Mary. That's Mary. Okay, you are talking about the so I'm mistaken. I wanted to pray right before I begin to call. So that your sister,
my niece, yeah.
The one that is pregnant, she's in Winnipeg.
She's up north and she has to come to Winnipeg.
Okay.
Ultrasound.
So we can pray. Okay. You know why I'm going to pray for this pregnancy? Huh? Because the pregnancy, there is no marriage yet. Yeah?
No.
There is no marriage. She just got pregnant. She's not married to the person yet. That's why we need to pray for the pregnancy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
There's no need.
No, that's why I need to pray for the pregnancy because she's not married to who she was pregnant for.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because there's no husband yet. There's no marriage yet, but she's pregnant.
Yes.
Do you understand what
yes.
I'm saying? That's why we need to pray.
Okay.
All right? That's why we said complications. All right?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, pray in the spirit. Open your hands right now. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my look at me. Can I also pray for you? Because there's also battles of marriage. It's like a pattern in the family. Huh? That women just have problem, you know, men just do what they do. God says to me, I should pray. Should remove the curse. Because I'm seeing like an altar. All right? I'm seeing like an altar. And then the Lord said to me, destroy this altar. This altar that is laying claim on these women. And it looks as if this altar seems to be mine. So any woman that seems to want to get married, there's a problem. Are you know what I'm saying? And God said to me, I should break this curse because it's almost like a covenant with an one spirit or with Indian or something. Are you know what I'm saying? And I see this priest sitting and they are claiming ownership. Are you know what I'm saying? Do you remember your dreams? Or you don't remember dreams? Because I'm seeing somebody appearing to your dreams and sometimes harass you. It's like a sexual harassment. You know what I'm saying? And trying to, you know, try to marry you in the dream or something. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Do you remember now?
A long time ago, I remember.
So you now remember? Okay, you now remember. Because I'm trying to show you what is happening right now as I'm talking in the spirit. Mm-hmm. So that as I pray for you, I'm going to pray for all the women. Are you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Pray for all the women that is having the challenges because they will have children but no fathers. Mm-hmm. You know, the devil is a liar. Can we pray in the spirit just for 30 seconds? Let's pray for her and begin to break. God is doing deliverance right now. God is doing something right now. God is, as I talk to one, I talk to everybody. Marasikro baliske deri ish. Hey! Come on, pray in the spirit right now. I break that curse. 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 In the name of Jesus, I break that curse. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I break that curse. Somebody shall break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus. Devil is a liar. In the name of the living God, that curse is broken. We cancel the effect of it. In Jesus' name, can I pray for you guys? Do you have children? Where are they?
Two is here, one is somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Yes, don't even he refused know. To come to church today.
Somewhere else.
His name is Danny.
Somewhere else. Lift your hands, Father. Pray for them. Kurabas and the Hishke, brother Moses and the Hishke. In the name of Jesus Christ. That one, is he your firstborn?
This is my firstborn.
Okay. That one is which born? Second born. You're the last. All right. Can I pray for them? Father, Lord, I pray for this family right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Release God's mighty hand. Bring Galemi anointed with oil. I was waiting for bring. Congratulations, as anointed with this oil today, the Spirit of the Lord goes upon you. The curse is broken. 1, 2, 3. My God, there's so much anointing upon you. The Lord is doing something unusual. The Lord said to me, I'm even restoring certain finances to you, but I'm seeing certain things. The Lord said to me, he is removing the pain in your heart. And is restoring things that has been lost. Congratulations. It is done in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. What goes wrong with firstborn in the family will not affect you now.
Amen.
The battles of firstborn, I lose you from it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Look at me. I'm closing now. Do you have friends that you should leave?
Yeah.
Do your parents talk about you leaving friends, letting your friends go?
Yeah.
That you shouldn't hang out with certain people? Because what I'm trying to see right now, I'm seeing a setup. You understand?
Yeah.
You have a child with great destiny, But you have some people you are hanging around with that you should not hang around with, because this time now they want to do something bad. Mm-hmm. Are you what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's as if they are going to accuse you of lying and you're going to be in prison. All right? So I need to counsel that, but you need to be careful.
Yeah,
you understand, with his friends. Do you talk to him about his friends?